Okay, I'm okay. It's so nice to see you. Let's go. We're Kinyani HaTorah is where we're holding, and in the end of we're going through different Kinyani HaTorah. So being that I basically go through the Sefer B'nei Chayil, the Sefer goes on Kinyani HaTorah, and we talk about other things also. So Kinyani HaTorah, there are 48 Kinyani HaTorah, as we all know so well, 48 Kinyani HaTorah. We're discussing presently the 34th Kinyan HaTorah, which is Misrachik Min HaKavod. We have to stay away from covered.
No, it's like last night's
shoes. Like last night's shoes? That could very well be. Last night's shoes, given by.
Ray Buckler.
Oh, yeah? Oh, very nice. Okay, so tell me what I said. Lemaisa, last man, for those who are interested in learning about covered, Rabbi Stark had a whole bunch, all the shmuzim in Summerzone were about covered. So they're on the computer. Yes, sir. Now, there's a very, very big question. Key number 34 is Misrachik Min HaKavod, stay away from Kavod. And if you go back, I don't remember what number it is, but one of the beginning ones in the Kinyanim was Anava, the being an Anav. Now, isn't that similar to Misrachik Min HaKavod, Daniel? Why not? What?
Anav doesn't necessarily mean
your
place.
Okay, fine. Well, Anav means not to be a Gaivas. So you're saying Misrachik Min HaKavod. What?
Isn't it Gemara which
one of the
words
after
another was like, oh.
Kigaynana. Good.
Not having an ego is one thing, but then you have to. Anav is a
good
keep working.
Good. Okay. Okay. So the general consensus is in the different Mefarshe Ha Mishnayis. That is Misrachik Min HaKavod means going away, means I don't want covered. Anova is not demanding covered. A Balgaiva will demand covered. Anova is someone who's not demanding covered. And Misrachik Min HaKavod is going away from covered. What I would like to answer to you is an anav is not someone who wants kavod. He doesn't want kavod, right? The fact is, an anav doesn't want kavod. So we already know you can't want kavod. So what does it mean, misrachim and kavod? The answer is over here. We have to go away from kavod because kavod is a negative thing for us, and we're going to go through different things over here. It's a very, very large piece, this one. I know I'm not going to hit everything. Therefore, I wrote down on the paper a few things over here that will hit, and probably won't hit all that either. So, but what's like this? The Rambam, everyone knows the famous Rambam. All midas, what does the Rambam call midas? Deus, right? All midas that a person has, the way to get, let's say a person gets angry all the time. Or a person is a mean person, stingy, or all different, yeah, all different midas that a person may have. How do you change your midas? Let's say, you know, lazy is a very good one because what I was just about to say is the answer everyone says. You know, everyone says, but Rebbe, I'm just lazy. What do you want from me? I was born lazy. I'm tired. I can't wake up. Some people need more sleep than others. That's just how I am.
Not a morning guy.
Well, I'm not a morning guy. No. So the better guy said, I'm a night guy. I'm a night guy. I'm a male. I'm not a morning guy. I'm a night guy. I do well at night. Like, what do you do? What do you learn at night exactly? We're going to learn about learning at night. Kumi Roini Balailas, with specialty of learning. Learning at night. And what's so special about learning at night?
The Shekhinah is with you. That's what
the Shekhinah is with you. And why is the Shekhinah with you when you learn at night?
Because you're not a night guy.
Because you... Yeah, so what's the pshat? So once we're here, ready, I might as well say it. So he brings over here, he says, I might be able to find it quickly, I don't see it in a second. Kumi Roini Balayla, Baruch HaShemus, he's so special, the Shekhinah is with people learn at night. Why is that? Because people learn at night... At night it's quiet. No one sees you learning. In the day, everyone can see what you're doing. At night, you're on your own. You go home, and you're not, and in your house, and you sit and you learn, right? Right? Yes. So you don't know after he falls asleep. But that's not the point. The point is that we're not learning that everyone should see that I'm learning, because there's no point in that. I'm not learning for cover. You're learning because your connection to Hashem. If you learn because your connection to Hashem, so the night is when you just like you and Hashem. It's not like everything. It's not everything running around. It's just you could do it everywhere. You could do it right here. You don't have to go anywhere. It's just about doing what's right when it's right, because you want to do it. That's kumi roni balala. That's so good at being a night guy. Now someone who's a night guy says, what does it mean I'm a night guy? Explain that night guy. Like the guy doesn't learn any extra when he's a night guy. So what's he doing? He's saying, I can't wake up in the morning because I'm a night guy. What do you do at night? I chill with the guys. I sit down and walk around. Go check in this room. Maybe someone else is up that I could. I have to make sure I'm not the last guy that fell asleep. I am the last guy. There's people that walk around just to make sure nothing's going on. Maybe I'm going to miss it. Yeah, FOMO. That maybe someone has a very intelligent conversation, a very intelligent conversation at 2 o'clock in the morning because those are the smart people. The people that are up 2 o'clock in the morning, sitting in the room, just doing nothing. Those are the smart guys. So I have to make sure that they're not talking about something intelligent. Maybe I'm going to miss it. What's going to be with Shachas tomorrow? What's going to be with the next day? No, okay, I'll think about it later. Okay, worry about it. Yeah, because I'm a night guy. That's what a night guy is. Okay, a night guy is someone who makes who uses the night for being by himself. The night, I'm telling you, it's not a secret. I was machaven like a few years ago that God made it dark at night and light in the day, because light is when it's supposed to be up and dark is when it's supposed to be sleeping. You hear the chiddush? That's mamash. I was such a, and I chafed, and I started sleeping at night and waking up in the day. Mamash, I felt like a different person. Right?
There's a lot of things that it's not light at all.
No, so today is different. Today is different because we have lights. In the olden days there were no lights, it was impossible. But today you can't use night. In other words, everybody woke up at Nates. So you're going to say, what? How everyone could wake up at Nates? But can you imagine today, if everyone goes to sleep at Shkia, it's dark already. What time is it? 7 o'clock at night. And it doesn't get. Today, Nates Acham is today 6:40. So imagine if you want to sleep now for every single day for 12 hours of sleep. That's like, you know. So people woke up. Okay, so David HaMelech says he woke up at 12 o'clock, and people wake up. People wake up early. No, people wake up early. I understand, but night is okay. We're getting off the beaten track like usual. Okay, so says the Rambam. Every other midah. I guess we're really starting now. So says every other midah. The way to fight it is if I feel like I'm a lazy guy. So what do you do? Go to the other extreme. Don't say, listen, I'm a lazy guy, I can't wake up. No. Wake up early. You can do it if you really want to. Oh yeah, but go to the other extreme and fight it. And then eventually when you know that you broke your laziness midah, or at least somewhat, so then you can say, I'll wake up only 20 minutes before davening. I'll do yiskaber kari in the right way. But now when I know I'm lazy, I have to go earlier. That's what the Rambam says.
So Rishon, how long is somebody supposed to push asid tell you in his life until he, or is it like a set time you're supposed to do it until somebody knows he overcomes something?
Every situation is different. Every guy is different, and you have to ask. You're supposed to be asking people. That's what we have. That's what we have friends for. And that's what we have Rabbeim for. Like, ask questions. Ask, you know, listen, I'm working on this meeting. How am I going to get it? But a friend is good also. So says the Rambam, except for one midah. Which one would you guess?
Gaiva.
Says the Rambam. Read the Rambam. Even the middle. You're not allowed to get to the middle. El yisrachik min akotza ha'echad im akotza acher. Run away. Vuhu gaiva leiv. That's gaiva. She ain derech hatoyve she adam alavovad. El she yishafal ruach. The Mishnah says, explains the Rav, Ma'oid, ma'oid, heve shval ruach. We never say ma'oid, ma'oid. Very, very. What does it mean, very, very? What's very, very? Be very, very shval ruach, low down. because there's no end, there's no such thing, there's no turning around. It says you have to run away from kavod. You have to run away from kavod, and then kavod will come. We'll discuss what kavod will come. I can't imagine we're going to have that this time. Maybe next time. No, you have to get away from it. It's negative. It hurts you. If you looked at something that hurts you, if you thought of this, if you thought it hurt you, would run away. But we have the feeling that we're trying to get it. There's a famous maysa. The Chazal say that. If you run away from kavod, then kavod will catch you. Right? It says a berech on a kavod that you run away from kavod. If you run away from kavod, so you know if anyone's running after kavod, he won't get kavod. If he runs away from kavod, then kavod will find you. So this guy goes to Rabbeinu Mipshitzcha, and he says, I don't understand. My whole life I'm running away from kavod, and I never got it. I'm saying it's not. I didn't get it yet.
Thrown after the right
time. So that's what the Bnei Chayil says at the end. We're going to hit that next. We're going to hit that next time. But he answered to him. That's a very important point. What does it mean the right cover? That we don't have understanding of that yet. Okay.
But okay.
So we have that's later. Right. He said to him, yeah, that's right. But when you were running away from COVID, every once in a while you looked around to see if it's coming. And when you turned around to see if it's coming, the COVID said, hey, maybe it's coming to get me. He ran away and back away. You just, in other words, your concept, we don't want COVID. But Echman, COVID means you don't want COVID. If you're running away from COVID, in order to get COVID, then you're not running away from COVID.
Why is it coming to you if it's bad? So
That's what Rabbi Kesselman must have said. There's a different kind of covet. We're going to hit that next time. We're not up to that covet yet. We're running. No. Next time. We're not going
to
even hit it.
Okay, I really have to hit it. How does Rabbi apply covet to a bachur? I'm trying to think.
Okay. A bal gaiva. Anyone's bal gaiva. You want.
There's always bal
gaiva. Listen to this.
Rabbi, I was speaking on a deeper note than a guy saying, oh, I'm better than you. Like, okay, that's a classic case, but
no, I don't mean better than you.
Inside somebody.
No, I'm talking about. There's. I'm going to tell you over something. You guys are. You're making me jump from one thing to the next, but I like it. It's fine. The Stipler said. This is. I'm answering your question. The Stipler said, and that most. You know, I'm first going to go to what Revolva says. Let's understand what the meat of cover comes from. Revolva said that the meat of cover. What do I want covered? It says, kin covered and taiva mo tzienso adam and adam. Covered is the closest, is the closest type of bad midah to ruchnis. Covered is kaddish. It says, leman yizamecha covered. Our neshama is called covered. That's what we're gonna hit next time. But covered has to do with ruchnis. It's not a real feeling. A taiva, most taivas, you make your body feel good. Why in the world do you feel good that people think that you're strong, people think you're a good sports player, people think that you're smart, people think that you're a good artist, people think, I don't know, why does it make you feel good? It's not a regular taiva. A regular taiva, you're getting something out of it. Covered, someone, what, they stood up for me, so it feels great? I don't know, what feels so good that someone stood up when I walked in? Why do you feel good? Because you feel that you have something special in you. You have some kind of ruchnis in you. People, that's what Revolva says, this is very deep. This is very, very deep in my mind, and the way I'm going to say it at least. Why is it that most of the problems, and here we're going to say the Stipler. The Stipler says most problems in yeshiva guys, that have issues in learning when they're starting to learn, and then they get out of it, they're not in the mood, and not in that. It comes from a lack of cover. They were not treated in a good enough way. I wasn't machabed you. If I would be machabed you a little more, you would be learning better. Now, why is that? What's the pshat? So we have to work on it. We have to figure out what the pshat is, how to deal with it. That's going to be next week in Mitzvah Shem. That what type of cover do we get? Now, of course, today, in today's day of age, you know, the yeshivas are different, and we try to be nice to people. I'm trying to say, wow, you're great. It's amazing. There's some yeshivas that that's all they do. And a lot of times it's fake. And people see through it. You tell me, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you woke up with that, I'm so proud of you. So I mean, I would say that, but that's a negative statement. If I would come over to a guy and say, oh, it's nice to see you, but that, so that means he wasn't here the past 4 days. So that's really negative. But covered people want to be says Revolver. The pshat is like this. Says Revolver. This is something I hope I get it out clearly. He says there's a taiva is a lower type of yitzhara than covered. Most people that are bali taiva don't necessarily have such a strong taiva for covered. It's a little bit lower of a Yetzirah. And the pshat is because it's just less, I just want to do. And when you just want to do, you'll do anything. You don't really care what people are thinking because you can't control yourself. And if you thought about it, then you probably would not do that stupidity. But you can't control yourself because you're a Baal Taiva. But kol ha-gadol mechaveru says of all, but anyone who's bigger, the bigger you are, yitzroi gadol haymenu, your yitzahar is even stronger. Kol ha-gadol mechaveru yitzroi gadol haymenu. Says of all, but so what? The gedolim, you know what their main yitzahar is? Covered. Because they have, now this is what I'm saying, they have more shaychis to ruchnias. And the more shaychus you have to ruchnius, the more shaychus you have to covered. And you want more covered. So in other words, what do you want covered for? You want covered for running around the streets and acting stupid things? You know you're not going to get covered if you're doing stupid things. A guy is a ganav, he's a big Baal Taiva. Anything that he sees, I have to steal it. Because I can't control myself. Right? Or any of those things. So he knows that no one's going to be mechabed him. But someone who really is good, he's good at certain things. A guy is smart, and he works on things. He changes things. He helps people. He learns. He made an invention. He's a great ball player. He got somewhere real, which as all shaykhs to ruchnius. If you got somewhere real, so then you want covered. Covered is a high level yitzhara. The bigger you are, because you are even bigger. So therefore, there's more of a reason for you to have covered. If there's more of a reason for you to have covered, then you have more of a taifa, more of a yitzhara of covered. So that's why we're dealing with it. That's how it happens. Now, I'm not talking about the gedolim. I don't know. A mises with the gedolim is anyone. I want to tell you something. Anyone who's a real gadol, you're not chashish them for wanting covered. If you really know them, you really understand them. They feel nothing because a real gadol understands that there's so much to do that I barely dealt with it. You can say that the more you learn, the more you know you need to learn. I'm saying, you know, we're thinking about one day maybe I'll finish a Masechta, one day maybe I'll finish a Seder, one day maybe finish Shas. But there's Gedolim that doing Shas over and over again, and they never stop learning. Why not? Why don't they stop? They did it. Because they realize there's so much more. There's no end. There's no end. We all know there's no end, but we just can't imagine that if we know Shas, there's still going to be no end. Well, okay, so that's how they fight it. Realizing. So that's what we're going to get to the next thing. What you're supposed to have covered for, but covered comes from accomplishment. I did something good, so therefore I feel like I need covered. And I want to say over here, this is my scary thought from this thing. It's not really straight up what he's talking about. Most people that aren't doing well today, depression is from. It is rampant in America. They say you probably all have friends, and most kids by the time they're teenagers, with way over 50%, have been on antidepressant pills.
overdosing antidepressant pills.
No, I'm not talking about overdosing. That's not what I'm talking about. been on antidepressant. But that's why they're all over. You can overdose on it because wherever you want, you can go fine. Because everyone needs. What's the problem? Why do you need antidepressant pills? Where does it come from? It comes from because we... Because they're it's all taiva. Take a look at this world. Look what's going on. You do whatever you want, when you want, how you want, if you want. There's no, it's like not even, it's not even negative anymore. You can just do whatever you want. You can wear whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. You can sing whatever you want. You can watch whatever you want. There's nothing. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me when to wake up. Don't tell me who to talk to. Don't tell me these things are because there's no self respect. Right? And that's taiva. So therefore, they don't even know what covet is. We're not even getting to covet. But the higher you get, the better you are. You want covet, and we need covet. And there's nothing wrong with covet. And we have to figure out. And we have to figure out how to get covet. But first, we have to realize how bad it is. It's not only here. He's saying that covet is something we have to run away from. Let me see if there's I'll tell you over the Mashal Chachma. Saying the Mishnah of Sharm all the way through a whole bunch of time says like this: covet is the biggest drive of taiva of yetzer. Biggest drive that a person can have is covet. People want covet, and we need respect, and we have to know how to get it. Says the Mishnah. Oh, the Mishnah Chacham is the one that said kumi rani b'layla. I'm gonna leave that Mishnah Chacham for now. I just want to say over something that to me was extremely scary. When I saw it, Tufnun Beis going to the last thing. It says over here, it brings down that a person that call him Misyar, anyone that's that is a big shot, if he's a smart guy, his chachma is gonna leave him. He's not gonna have any chachma left. What's a pshat? Why is that happening? A smart guy. If he's a big shot, he'll lose his chachma. Why is he going to lose his chachma? So the simple pshat is that if we realize that the chachma comes from Hashem, Hashem gave us the intelligence, and not only that, our chachma that we're talking about is chachma satayra, it's all connection to Hashem. Hashem hates Balei Gaiva. The Ramban says Hashem himself, he's the one that's a Balei Gaiva. Hashem geus lovish. Is what we say on Friday night, we say Shabbos day, and we say on Friday Shabbos, that's the Shir Shal Yom, that Hashem is the one that he wears Baal Gaiva. And if you're going to act like Hashem, you're trying to take his stuff, he's not happy, and he's not going to let you keep the Chachma. Says the story like this: Titus HaRasha. Two cases, two people. We'll make it in time, hopefully. There's two people. Titus HaRasha, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, right? So when you destroy the Beis HaMikdash, you say like this: listen, you know that there's a God. You know Hashem made all these miracles and everything. And I, Titus, forget the fact that God made you. I, Titus, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So I won God, right? Isn't that what you say? And that makes a lot of sense. So Hashem said, so who knows how Titus was, ended up dying? You know the story? So there was a little, see, he was on the sea, and he was thinking about everything he did. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, all excited. And a little a fly went into his nose. Like the nose is like, you know, it's where you breathe. You need air, right? Why do you need air? Because Hashem made you. Went in, and it was banging on his head, pounding his head, and this little thing ate up his whole head, made him into nothing. It went from the inside. He was a nothing. He couldn't fight the little fly. That's one case.
That was when he had like the banging or something.
Right, he had the banging. Didn't stop the fly, and the fly got used to it, and he had more banging. That was that case. Next story. This to me is powerful to me.
Godless.
Yerovam ben Nevat. Yerovam ben Nevat is someone that we always know as a Russia. He was Machti Yisrael, and he got them to serve Abu Zara, and because of him, the Chor Beis Mikdash ended up becoming because of him, but the Klal Yisrael split and the fights of Klal Yisrael. What?
The King of Israel?
Yeah, the King of Israel. King of Israel. So listen to this. Hashem took him, grabbed him by his clothes, and he said, Yerav, I shouldn't say that, Chas HaShalom. He grabbed him by his clothes and he shook him and he said, Chazar b'cha, do tshuva. Do tshuva. V'ani u'ben Yishai. V'ani v'ata. V'ani. Listen to this. Ani ata u'ben Yishai. David HaMelech. Now he's from Yisrael. He's the one that broke off and he became the king of Yisrael. And then there was Machlos Beis David that continued. And he, David was the king, the first one from Machlos Beis David. We're going to walk together in Gan Eden. Okay, you imagine that? God comes to you, shakes you by your jacket, and he says, do tshuva, and I'll walk with you, and David HaMelech will be the three of us together walking in Gan Eden. That's pretty good. That's pretty amazing. So Amaloy.
Wow.
Amaloy, he says to him, Samuel, Amaloy, mi barash, who's going to walk first? He says, Hashem, David, and Yeravam, all three of us are going to be walking together. That's it. That's all we have. Right now, David Mel comes. He wants to know who's going to be first, me or David. You hear that? Now, and he said, David's going to come first. Hashem said, David's going to be first. He said, okay, he didn't do tshuva. Says the Bnei Chayil, says Bnei Chayil, this is so powerful. Make a diak in the words of the Gemara. It says, Ani va'ata uben Yishai. Who came first? He came first. So why did he ask the question? You know why?
He wanted to hear it.
He wanted to hear it again. And then he lost it. And then he didn't do tshuva. It's so powerful. You see what kavod could do? How kavod could just like...
What was that?
Hashem said, me, you, and David.
He said, me, you, and David. He put him first. He put him first.
He was first.
And he knew him first. But he wanted to like hear it. He went, say it for real. And then Hashem changed it. And then because Hashem said that he's not going first, he didn't do tshuva. You see how powerful a gaiva is. Now again, we don't really have the same feeling of gaiva, but we have to realize how bad it is, and we have to work on it. And next time we're going to talk about Mr. Shem, the midah, what covered we're supposed to have, and what does it mean when we have covered? What does it mean when the gedolim get covered? How do we deal with it?